spread the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us.
Globalism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. By comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
Fucking day!
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us here today. Hope you're all doing well. It is Easter, so happy Easter. Happy Ostara, everybody. It is April 3rd, 2026. And, of course, we got our spring sacrifice, as we usually get. I mean, I know there's a strategical reason why they start, invasions or wars in spring. But I'm sure it's coincidental. All right. Anyway, thank you for joining us here. Flashback Friday, everybody.
That's right.
How are you doing,
Lana? It's that Aries energy, right? It's that war energy, and Mars is actually going to be entering Aries here soon, so things might escalate this month. We shall see. But yes, happy Easter, Ostara, spring equinox. But I see, as Alex Jones has his Friday bombshell broadcast, the world is bracing for alien disclosure.
Of course.
Yeah?
We're always,
would they believe
we're
it
always.
If little green men showed up at no this point? Would anyone care?
No one cares anymore. It's all done. It's all, we know. And then you realize, okay, so probably the majority of the sightings anyway were just government ops and, secret weapons and secret, propulsion systems and all that kind of stuff. Because they did. The American Empire got kind of desperate enough when it came to Maduro, Venezuela. Mm-hmm. That they right. did use exotic weaponry. And in fact, I have a thing on that. We're going to talk about that in after Flashback Friday, where I want to show some clips. It was kind of interesting speculations in terms of what type of, exotic weaponry that they actually did use. But anyway, not sure how this flowing together. Anyway, we got a chat there from Ulrich too. Ulrich von Hutten. I'm saying that right? What's the last part of your name again? Yeah, Ulrich von Hutten. Regarding this one, I remember this. I used to be super fascinated by, speaking of aliens, right? Crop circles and stuff. It was a black sun one, right? In Wiltshire back in 2015. Temporary templates have it.
What year was I there? I met my brother. We went to Stonehenge and we actually walked through a crop circle. And I got like a little woozy feeling. Yeah.
It was
some kind of weird. I was like, my legs feel a little shaky and I'm a little woozy. Be cool if it was one of those, but I don't think it was.
I mean, it's human technology.
It was cool. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it's alien, but it was cool. It was fun seeing.
Well, of course, yeah.
Walking
through. I'm saying that they're using something to superheat the stalk. Is that what it's called? Right where the grass, depending on what the crop is that they're doing it in, right? But usually it's wheat. Is it usually wheat?
So
barley, something
wheat,
like that.
Yeah.
Oats. I don't know. Regardless. It gets superheated right down at the stalk, and then it basically folds over, right? And they found some way of doing that,
So why the black sun then, if it's humans?
They're planting the alien gay ops, psyop thing here, so they have to create some controversy, okay?
It's going
to
be some hot Nordic aliens showing up next week.
Well, wasn't it, Contact, right? Oh, remember Contact, the movie?
I loved that when I was younger, yes.
I mean, it was a decent movie. Yep. I'm not saying that, but it's like Carl Sagan, though. It's like, no thanks. Yeah. But anyway, it was all right. But the first thing they encounter from outer space, the first message is Hitler.
Oh, I know.
Speaking.
Oh my god.
space.
They were trying to say that he was right, not that he was wrong.
Well, it turned into a new agey thing. Oh, anyway, yeah. But yeah.
We're coming because you basically didn't support this guy, so now we have to come
now we have to clean up the shit for you, basically. Exactly. Yeah. That's it. All right, anyway, Look at that new angle. Huh? You like that?
Nice.
Better?
Or do you make sure everything's clean and
like
put away.
I know. I'd like, can I see that on the floor down there? I gotta move that. No,
you can't be wearing your underwear.
Actually, I am. No one would know. I'm perfectly
it
covered.
It is kind of hidden.
Right here? It's just underwear, folks. Nothing else.
Just, business on the top, party on the bottom.
Business on top, party in the back. Yes.
Man, Arctic
mullets
Wolf
are back.
Holy cow.
What is he doing over there?
Box.
King Albert. Holy shit.
He's the king.
I got to put
king
a crown
of
on
cups,
that.
Man.
I got to put a crown on that animation, by
on
the
that blonde head. Yes. Happy Friday, guys. Excellent show yesterday. Henrik, I loved the Western Warrior this week as well. Hope
thank
you guys are doing good and have a great Easter weekend. Take care.
Well, you as
yes,
well.
We will. And thank you for the gorgeous bouquet, fam. I'm loving it. It's so nice. And we're getting three baby chicks a friend's bringing. So our kids are very excited about
very,
that.
Very Easter-ish over here. That's
and then
sure.
we're going to get some 16-week-old chickens in the yard here later on this month. So,
yeah,
that'll be fun.
Awesome. Yeah. Holy smokes. That's a high bar for you guys right there from King Albert. We appreciate it so much. Thank you so much, Albert. You're awesome. We love you. Thank you. Happy Easter to you and the fam as well, obviously. But yeah, if you want to try to match him collectively, that's one of the challenges we got here. Donorbox.org/redeyestips. We get email notifications and we'll read that as soon as we see it coming. Yeah. Well, I can do it on the website too, but
I'm there right now.
I did notice, by the way, and I think it might have been because it was like an ACH or something, but it's like they sent a payment last Friday and I got a notification for it
on Thursday,
the following week. Anyway, I read it yesterday. I was going to give a shout out there. There's one of those. But anyway, thank you guys. That's a great way. And then we're testing out the Ko-Fi, ko-fi.com/redeyestips as well. And that actually has an overlay, so that will show on screen, as will the Power Chat. And if you do a Rumble rant, we appreciate it. We are not using Entropy, as we explained the last, week or so? What is it? Week and a half? Because they have an issue with their payment system. And they kind of handled that in a bad way.
Everyone in the lurch here for almost 2 months.
So that's not good. So we're using some other methods there. So anyway, so they're sitting on some of the dono bucks for us there. So if you want to support and help out, get us over the hump. You can use DonorBox or Ko-Fi, Power Chat, Rumble Rants, whatever you prefer. Anyway, thank you guys. All right, enough of the shill in here in the beginning. Grifting, e-grifting. I hate it. But anyway, we're viewer supported. That's how it goes. So membership or donos. That's how we keep this operation running. So we appreciate it very, very much. Okay. Where should we begin?
Spiteful Mutants, I guess.
Oh,
why not?
Yeah, the ABC piece. I totally forgot about this one. This is kind of, it's not surprising, but I think Martin Selner mislabeled this clip as being out of Sweden. I mean, it might as well be to a certain extent, but it's actually in Seattle, Washington. It could be a Jeet. I'm not sure. It's very hard to see. He's turning around in one angle.
So basically, the story should be Anon is facing attempted murder charges for trying to push a white person in front of a moving train.
I can't confirm if it's a Jeet or not, but it looks like a spiteful mutant regardless, whatever race it is. Because, of course, there's plenty of white spiteful mutants in Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, look at this here. This is the new conditions now in multi-racial, multicultural,
the heck,
spiteful mutant.
Yeah, that could be some Antifa type freak too.
That's what he saw something on him. He didn't like his flannel shirt or something. Like he's probably.
Are you a Trump supporting Nazi?
Trump supporter, exactly. And the guy.
Yeah, what
like,
is that? I saw his face a little bit. It's kind of hard to make out. He has a stash.
Hard, right?
He had like a pedo stash.
Got to time it right. His white sneakers. Ooh, and of course he breaks just in time.
Yeah, that might be whitish.
That could have killed him there.
I hope the guy chased him down and was going to kick
off,
his ass.
Cuts off right there. But the point is,
he was like this close.
Never, ever relax for whatever reason.
I don't do the phone.
Never do.
I'm never like out on the phone relaxing, and we're in a safe area. But even then, like just on the sidewalk.
You never know. You never know.
Everyone's like that now too. Everyone's just like. On the phones,
Charles,
walking.
Charles Turner over on Ko-Fi right there.
Nice. Thank you. Breaking it in.
I thought it would...
We're not a Ko-Fi virgin anymore. Thank you, Charles.
That's right. That's one way to put it. There you go. Nice. Let me see if I can pull it up here. Right here. Yeah, let me see. Would I have to reload that? There we go. Yes. Okay. Now, those would be great if I can see those in an overlay. I thought they would do that. But anyway, okay.
Washington is just...
Charles Turner Jr. Let me read this out here.
Freaks.
Then.
What happened?
Thinking about this ridiculous fake and gay Zog war had me wishing for the whole system to burn down and or collapse. Well, as I said, that's kind of the upside of all of this. That like
yeah.
you might I have mean, they're fucking around with like everything.
I've had a couple old friends who were like, Lana, you're just too hard on the Jews. You know, you're so hard. You know, they were like, you're so hard on race, and they still don't get the race thing. And then they would also talk about Jews. Well, I've had a couple good friends recently like, okay, you're right about the Jews. Like yesterday on Telegram.
You know what?
Just because of this war and everything, right? Opens up this whole can of worms. So if you're truly inquisitive, you just kind of, you kind of follow, you jump down that rabbit hole, you know?
Yeah. I have actually a comment on that too, because I was thinking about it. Let me read the rest of Charles Turner Jr.'s chat. We appreciate it, Charles. Thank you so much. It continues here. Happy Easter, everyone. To you as well, Charles. Thank you. That was a fabulous Western Warrior this week. Well, thank you. Yeah, I put a lot of effort into producing it. I thought it was a good one too. So the segment there on Tucker that we did, I thought we should pull that out and probably make that into like a, you know, the
vertical
video thing or something. Yeah. You did a good, you know, portion on that too. So we should pull that out. But yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. Anyway, so make sure you follow Ice Giant on YouTube there too.
How long is that going to last?
Have been removed. One because I put up they call it the news Jews. The news Jews are in charge, right? And the reason for that is because, of course, they just passed that law. We talked about
death penalty for Palestinians.
And basically anyone that they deem to be a terrorist. And you know the bar is going to be like real high on that, right? They're going to be very fair about this. They could just say anything about anyone that they did this or that. And
of course.
Yeah, here's the... It's on Rumble here then, because it wasn't up on the...
I mean, they already basically have a death penalty for Palestinians.
Yeah, Israel passed death penalty law for Palestinians. News Jews in charge. Here's Tomahawk coming in.
Tomahawk sent $5.
Tomahawk.
Good luck with the chickens. As someone who has them, be wary of predators. Hawk swiped out half my flock last year.
Oh, man.
Yep, I get it. It's not covered over, obviously, right now, which could be, you know, predatory birds could just swoop down and get them, probably. We'll have to see.
Well, some other friends who are chicken pros are like, nah, this is kind of tucked in and safe. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll find out. But as our friends say, it's just a chicken if it dies.
I mean, you want them to do well, obviously, right?
well, we want the eggs.
We'll do the best we can to protect them, obviously, but still. Anyway,
just walk down the street to the egg stand and get...
Well, we are going to talk about Jews now here. So here we go.
Jews in the news.
Hanews. That's like Hawaii. In the
Hanews. Man, that lipstick. Man.
Yeah, it's very Jewish. Okay, yeah. Anyway, so the point is, I was thinking about this. And it's like, you know, because you're, you know, as a white man, you're like kind of, am I being unfair? Is this too hard? Is it too much? And then it's like,
I really just hate Jews for no reason.
Fucking Barbara Spector alone.
Yeah.
Well, I saw that clip in 2010 and it changed everything for me.
And it should. She was talking about your people.
Openly just calling for genocide of not just Swedes, but like all of Europeans.
And of course, she doesn't see herself as European.
That alone, and the way they do it, the way that they like create these wars, drive these populations out of the region, then they open up organizations in our countries and they buy our politicians and blackmail them to get them to go along with this and open our borders. Like this fucking genocidal scum.
Yeah.
We're not going hard enough on these people.
No.
We are not going hard enough it's just, I don't know. I was thinking about it. It's just like, And look, obviously, that doesn't mean it's everybody, but on average, like the majority of them seem to agree with this. And it's you have the religious and then the liberal factions, and they all play like, you know, you're like sandwiched.
Oh, yeah. And all these, all the liberal Jews are still supporting, you know, progressive Jews, the two-state solution. You know, they're all pro-Israel at the end of the day. And they're all supporting, you know, on the flip side of it, all the liberal Jews, right-wing ones too, are supporting these progressive causes that have been catastrophic for white people on top of these wars, right?
Yeah. So now they have, going back to the video there that we did from, that's an excerpt from Western Warrior, by the way, about the news Jews. They're just like, I mean, they're celebrating killing all these, exterminating all these different ethnic groups, you know, be they Palestinians or Germans or vengeance for all these, like these are crazy religious fanatical people. And they have a lot of power, a lot of money, a lot of, like, no, we're not going hard enough on these people. And if we don't stop them, if we don't stop the organized portion of their group, of their race, of their people, we'll go extinct.
That's really what it comes down to
at the end of the day. All right. Okay. Anyway.
Well, that's a happy thought. Well, and people need to know mm-hmm. that it's serious. You know, well, it's serious. not just memes and joking around.
No, of course not. It's existential. That's what it is. So I saw this one. We're going to talk about the kind of like the DEI stuff, right, in a little bit. And I guess in a way, this kind of like summarizes. I think we might have played this one before. But it summarizes the white man's egalitarianism. You know, kind of someone says here, into the memory hole, a summary of the past 100 years in 1 minute here. Let's check it out. Is it me? Is there supposed to be audio here? Sorry, guys. Let me figure this out. Let me see if we can get this right. Obviously, you can see what's happening. I'm not sure you have to have the audio on this, but anyway, let's try. No audio on that? Maybe there isn't audio on this.
Black man can't swim. White man tries to save him. And then he's like drowning the white man to stay
up. Just.
Dude, I'm trying to save you. And then he's got to like punch him out just to live.
Let's go up in full screen on this.
Oh, God.
Older white man. Yeah, I bet you there is audio on this, but for some reason my audio is not coming through. We'll figure it out, folks.
And then the white guy's still looking for him, trying to pull him up. It's like, he's gonna put his big hand on your head.
Unbelievable, huh?
And I think in the audio version, some of the people there were like, no, you're drowning him! No, don't do that! Like,
is that what they're saying? Shit. Let me try. Sorry, guys. Let me try that one more time.
So moral of the story is, if you see a black person drowning, anyway, don't go save them. Right? Right, Henrik?
Yeah. No, you just stop helping. That was the argument. Yes,
this is good in the broader context of what's going on.
Yeah, I cannot get. I gotta check that out. Let me just start this one. Let's see if there's for America. Actually, no. Okay. There was no audio in that one. Then there we go. Okay, fine. All right. Anyway, moral of the story: just stop. Stop trying to help. Okay, help another white man, but that's it. Help your own. Don't get involved. Now we're drowning because we're going to help this anyway. Okay.
Exactly. Well, RFK Jr. just said that American hospitals are giving diabetics foods like Jell-O and Coca-Cola. It is quite amazing, that hospital food. It's like they want to kill you and make you sicker so they can get more money out of you. But it's like doctors in America are just, they don't know jack about nutrition. I think they take, what a doctor had told me, it was like they take like 6 hours of nutritional training in all of med school. Like, this is insane. Okay, let's play the clip.
Is RFK trying to save face?
Over and over, but nothing's happening. No, right?
Dr. Oz was telling me before we came in here.
Oh, Dr. Oz, he's awful.
A diabetic woman who showed up at the hospital and was immediately offered all of these, a Jell-O and a sugar, a Coca-Cola and a number of other foods that all contain sugar that are all going to injure their metabolic system and aggravate their diabetes. We have the best medical technology in the world. We have the best doctors. We have the finest hospitals in the world. But for some reason, for many years, they haven't recognized the most important tool of medicine today is good food. And we have a metabolic disease crisis now in this country that's costing us trillions of dollars a year. And Dr. Oz was telling me.
Is that it? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, right, well, there. He says, yep. You know, we have the best doctors in the world. I would argue that they're not the best doctors if they can't give you basic nutritional advice. This is why you need to go to naturopathic doctors. They're MDs, but they've spent a lot of time learning about nutrition, herbs, supplements, you know, holistic healing. So like, if you're still going to a normie doctor watching this show, I'm just surprised. Okay. Like, yeah, there's a time when you need specialists and they can check things out and hopefully give you answers. But anytime I have had friends that have had some like serious issues and they've gone to specialist after specialist after specialist, they never get an answer. They never get to the root of their problem. That's when I always say, okay, you need to go see a naturopath. Right. And it's a lot cheaper and they don't play the insurance games and they're not going to tell you to eat some Jell-O and Fruit Loops and whatever else they give you in the hospitals these days. I mean, do they do this in Sweden?
Yeah. I mean, I think school and hospital food is worse than what they're giving prisoners, quality-wise. That's basically what we know what the reason for that is. Okay, so in my pessimism, my nihilistic blackpilling here, is all of this just done to associate it with the MAGA movement so that this can also be rejected in 2028 when the brown lash happens? Like, this, what, we're never again, this is what happens with white people in charge. They told us, you know, they were questioning vaccines and talked about good food.
Well, I think after him, this won't happen again unless it's, you know, hardcore white nationalists in charge of things, because
that's what I'm saying. They're going to
reverse this. He was harder than, I mean, because this guy was, you know, genuinely concerned. This has been his thing for many years. And if he can't get it done in this government, then forget it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I think
that's the plan, you see.
Yeah, like so nothing's happening.
Ruining. Take the crunchy granola Nazi angle with Trumpism down into the hole, because of course he's discrediting everything that stands for.
And by the way, yes, I know there's organic Jell-O. That's, you know, fine, but that's not what they're giving you. They're giving you the normie toxic Jell-O.
And, yeah, it's. I mean, that's science, though, right? Kind of. Mainstream science. Is it the Flexner report? Rockefeller Pharmaceutical. It's just chemistry, right? You need sugar after you've, you know, had a surgery or something. And so here's the all right. Anyway,
let's get to this one, because this is fun. Some NHL fans. Yeah, there's this short video clip from Dallas Stars, an NHL game. This happened back in December. Yeah, back in December. It's been viewed millions of times. It really caught on this month, sparking an internal investigation. We'll play the clip by American Airlines Center. This is the arena in Dallas. A woman who filmed and reported it described the scene as shocking. The American Airlines Center issued a statement saying it has zero tolerance for hate, discrimination, or obscene gestures.
Stevie AF sent $5. This war has exposed the Zoglins and their Shabbos Goy helpers. Mask off moment.
Totally.
Mask off moment, indeed. Thank you.
Okay, so this is an obscene gesture. They don't know anything about this gesture historically. And they strongly denounced the apparent actions and confirmed it as conducting an internal investigation to identify the guys involved. The NHL is also reportedly involved in reviewing the matter, right? Because there's, you know, more hockey fans are more based, right? So let's play the video.
Now,
what's wrong with that?
Okay, so
they look like a bunch of nice guys.
So one of the guys, I think the closest one, he's doing the fist. You see that out? But the ones on the far
they're
right,
going,
they're going full on. Just yep, there you go, full on, just like that.
The double, red zone. They're in the red zone.
They are in the red zone. 45 degrees.
Pet children, pet dog, rest.
Rest.
Red zone.
Red zone. Here's the red zone, ladies and
gentlemen. Waiter, please. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think you can do that anymore, right? It's demeaning. Waiter, please.
Yeah, what was the Herr Ober, right? Wasn't that what it was? Okay. So
it reminds
is this,
me
is
of,
the, okay, so is this
is some, this Patriot Front?
Some friendlies? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Who knows, right? But anyway, hand signal guide. Yeah, that is always a good one to reference. Now, can you do it if you're laying down? I saw the one which was if you're swimming, right? Like you do it underwater.
Yeah,
exactly. Is that okay at some point? Like maybe I don't know. All right.
Oh,
anyway, give us the skinny.
I think it's hilarious that people just don't care. You read the comments and they're like, "Oh, shocking!" And everyone's like, "Grow the fuck up!" Like, who cares? And I think this is great to take this. The salute back, you know, it's a European salute. Sure, some people have contested the different, you know, what era or whatever, but yeah, Roman salute, right? And this is the famous painting, the Oath of the Horatii, I think it is, Horatii, 1784. I love that one, by the way. I need to get a reprint of that really big and put it in our
Yeah, room. Just that portion of it right there.
just zoom in.
Just have that. I don't care about the rest. That's gay.
Welcome.
It's gay or something. Just give me the erected arm, okay? That's not gay.
And then, of course, there's the Blaney suit, which was, you know, there were kids that performed the salute to the Pledge of Allegiance. Yeah, like as you see there, 1941.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know much about Blaney, like Francis Blaney, right?
Bellamy.
Like what made him want to do this? Right. He's just It just felt good.
It felt white. It just felt white. That's I can't explain it.
So what do you think's going to happen to these guys?
Well, so you've had a number. I forget. Was it in the UK? I think it was something. There's been a couple of things like that. Obviously, soccer fans, you know, hooligans, some of the ultras, and some of them are, you know, extremely right wing fascists, you know, and some are super left wing. Antifa's kind of thing, right? But I know that they've been trying to find people that they want or don't want or whatever, and they ban them from like being able to
go to the arena. You can't. You're banned from hockey games.
And even if you like bought season tickets, my brain is scrambled eggs, ladies and gentlemen. Even if you bought season tickets, they will still just boot you out. You get no refund, and that's it. Apparently, that's what it's in the terms of service. They can just kick you out for no reason. So we'll see what happens, but the point is that we're taking it back, and it's very important to take it back. I think too, to be honest. Not that it's like the end goal, but it's like it irks them for a reason.
It's inching forward in the right direction, taking back those things that are ours.
Remember Arnold,
and it triggers them so bad.
Yes, it does. Here's when Arnold was based.
Like right now, he did like this. You know, show them. Show them the whole thing. Make the move. Open up the whole body.
Open up. That's right.
Open up. It feels good.
Show them the whole thing.
Yeah. Great.
Straight up.
See him? Feel confident. Yeah.
Looks good. Looks good, boys.
Looks good for a reason. Looks white.
All right, Bill Biz, thank you so much. Just checking out the Donor Box. Happy Friday.
Thank you. Very nice. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Very nice. Yes. Thank you for the support. All right. Well, so I have to play this. 2 minutes. Let's do it. We're talking about Arnold, swords, Nazis, Romans, all that stuff, right? So let's just summarize it into one clip.
Say a few words to my fellow Americans and to our friends around the world. The Jews shattered the ideals we took for granted. They did not just break down the doors of our country. They trampled the very principles on which our country was founded. Being from Europe, I have seen firsthand how Jews ruined a country. I grew up in the ruins of a country.
It's Martin Selner.
The Jews shattered. I was born in 1947, 2 years after the Second World War. I've never shared this so publicly because it is a painful memory. I heard it with my own ears and saw it with my own eyes. It all started with the Jews' lies and lies and lies. I know there is a fear in this country and all over the world that something like this could happen right here. I believe it is. The Jews' most evil regime in history. We must be aware of the dire consequences. President Trump is a failed leader. He will go down in history as the Jews' president. But what are we to make of those elected officials who have enabled the Jews' lies and treachery? A number of members of my own party, because of their own spinelessness, they're complicit with those Jews who carried the flag of self-righteous insurrection in the Second World War. But it did not work. The Nazis, the firm. Now, I grew up Catholic. I went to church, Catholic school. I learned the Bible and my catechism and all this. From those days, I remember a phrase that is relevant today. The Jews lie. We need public servants that serve something larger than the Jews. We need public servants.
Hey, go easy here, Arnold. This is pretty based here, buddy.
Other countries look up to. Friends from all over the world have been calling and calling and calling me. Calling me in distraught and worried about us as an evil Jew nation. I've told everyone on this call that as heartbreaking as all of this is, America will come back from these dark days. Now you see this sword? This is the Nazi sword. The more you choose temper a sword.
And you say you don't like AI, huh?
The more you choose
not AI.
Punch
it into the fire and into the water. The more often you do that, the stronger it becomes. I'm not telling you all this because I wanted to become an expert sword maker, but our people is like the steel of this sword. Become an expert in the semi. We need to hold accountable the people that brought us to this unforgivable point. The Jews, the Senate, and the House of Representatives, no matter what your political affiliation is, I ask you to join me. Those Jews who think they can lie to the world, you will never win.
Clever.
Good stuff.
I like it. That took some time to do that, to edit that correctly there, too.
Now, that's from, I think from like a no-go zone. Someone clipped that portion out because I couldn't find the original video again. So someone took that out. That's why Okay. Good stuff.
Remember when people thought Gavin Newsom was They're so base. Look at their white kids and his hot white wife. And by the way, yeah, she screwed Harvey Weinstein for a role. But yeah, Jennifer Newsom. Let's hear her. Yeah, yeah, there's pictures of her with him.
And,
yeah,
he had a vagina.
She halfway did it, I guess. I don't know. So anyway, here's some messed up parenting advice from her.
I've given our boys dolls, even if they tear the head off. I've given them dolls.
They do for a reason, lady.
That care and caregiving is not just an activity that's reserved for women, but that it's also an activity that is a responsibility of men. What I've done with both my daughters and my sons is if I'm reading a book and the protagonist is a male, I just change the he to a she. And it just normalizes for my sons in particular. I don't even just do it for my girls. I do it for my sons because I want them to see that women can be the center of a story, that women matter, that women are interesting.
You're not.
At the end of the day, we're all.
You don't matter. Like, you're not interesting.
In this place.
So basically, her boys can't
be. Where we're recognizing what it is to ultimately deconstruct all these gender roles and ultimately be human. And that's exciting to me. So,
bored housewife.
You know, I'll just continue to kind of do my work and try and deconstruct all of these like limiting narratives about ultimately what it means to be human.
Ultimately, what it means to be human. So is this some? It's going to go into some transhumanistic thing. Can you imagine having sons that you're like, no, you can't say he. It's only women that could be successful, at the center of the story, that could be heroes. You can't. I think that's very abusive and awful. Like, what kind of? She wants her kids to be trans. You know it. All these batshit crazy liberal females always end up like that, right? What do you think, Henrik?
I was trying to find that clip. I can't find it anymore. God dang it. Remember that one? That's from Summer Rental. I think that was a Jew directing that. But it was kind of funny.
It's like it always ends up being these bored, rich women that come up with these dumb ideas.
Imagine that. That's always what it's been.
I know, you know, Jewish women also put it in their head. But it's always this, right? All the time in the world, just cruising around in her, you know, in her luxury goods and like, let's deconstruct gender roles. I got some time.
It's just... I mean, if they didn't have any power, it would be just kind of, you know, pointless to cover it. But the problem is they do have power, and I think the point stands that when these people do get back, I mean, Newsom has power, so I'm not saying like that, you know, but he might even be, they might run him as a president, or we'd be some other brown person or something. All it's going to be just right back with vengeance.
Oh, yeah.
Like overdrive.
2.0, woke 2.0.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
This is the, everything, I mean, the... Trump has teed all of this up by not knocking this out of the park and taking care of the problem, but antagonizing them and saying he's going to do this and that and you know, basically making them into victims and stuff. They're going to be back with
so it's obvious that
horrific
her
vengeance.
Boys are ripping the heads off the dolls because they see their mom and they're like, she's crazy and abusive. And they're like... Yeah, and you know what else she was complaining about? Her boys who are seeing alt-right content. She doesn't want her boys to see alt-right content. Gee, I wonder why they might... Oh, I know, an old term, alt-right.
No, I'm saying, and what was that alt-right
content? Yeah, as Jesse Peterson, right? Jesse Lee Peterson, or not Peterson,
Jordan
Peterson. Peterson, who talks about basically...
Jesse Lee Peterson.
Yeah, it would have been better, actually, you're right. I mean, is Peterson even in the game anymore? Is like health issues and drug addictions and all, but he was always talking about family values and cleaning your room. Like, get with the times, lady. You're like 10 years too late.
Well, I mean, I think he's just sniffing his finger in his dirty apartment right now.
Oh, my gosh.
I think he's checked into rehab so many times. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, last I heard, he had some serious health issues, and so he was kind of retiring, but... yeah, so Jennifer is concerned that her boys are getting fed alt-right content. And I was like, gee, I wonder why they might
like
be drawn.
Shapiro.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But, you know, maybe there's hope for her sons. You know, if they grow up with a mom like this, maybe they'll just completely rebel and go against it if she doesn't push, you know, hormone blockers on them when they're
genetically
16
doomed
or something.
How about that? Oh, like actually, that's one thing I was going to mention about Ostara, Easter. I didn't get into that. I didn't talk about it. I wanted to say in the beginning. I totally forget. I had a note on it here too. Let me do it now then. This is a good time. Speaking of stock, right? We're talking about like uncompromising eugenics. I know that some people look at the Newsom family and like, oh, well, it looks kind of good,
I guess. Not good, no. They're susceptible to all but the lies.
You know, there's obviously mental issues there, you know, kind of thing. So this is my point here. My recommendation here this Easter for all the good white stock men out there is to have as much unprotected sex with as many good stock white women as you possibly can. And who knows, maybe just around the time of, I don't know, December 25th or so, a savior of the white race actually will be born. Not even kidding. Yeah?
Yeah.
That's my message. Good breeding. Uncompromising eugenics is what's necessary for our race to survive. I know we have a thing on that coming up on the member sites, by the way. About eugenics.
Yeah, part of my refinement series where I mean, in an ideal world,
yes, get married, maybe in a monogamy, it's like at this rate, it's like at some point, it's probably just gonna reach some point where we're like, all right, fuck it, we need a huge injection and boost of good white stock people.
Yeah,
just like breeding programs.
Good men spreading their seed. You know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And we'll also have to store some of that in case. Right, like just like the Jews are doing, right? They're hoarding sperm and eggs from donations.
That needs to stop. That's the other thing. All that needs to stop. You know, all the genetic, meddling that all these other races do with our genetics.
Then they can muddy it up and all that stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
By the way, I was going to say Jennifer. Sure. She deliberately chose the title. She didn't want to be called First Lady. She wanted to be more gender inclusive, so chose the title First Partner. So now everyone's like, okay, show me your wiener. Do you have a wiener?
Don't show me your wiener. How about that?
Wisdom
2.0. What is this?
Yeah, just some because new age someone is good looking or used to be in her case, you know, yeah. Keep in mind, she screwed Harvey Weinstein. Okay. Like she mentioned.
Impossible.
She said some of these things during the court cases and all this, right?
He had.
But it's more than just good looks.
Roast beef sandwich between his legs. Okay.
Eugenics is more than just good looks. Sure. Ideally, hot, smart, based AF, you know, all checking all the boxes. But, you know, two hot white people doesn't guarantee the based, you know, perfect specimen either.
Well, that's why
our kids don't look that great.
That's why eugenics.
Our kids are way cuter.
That's why eugenics is a
way more racist.
It's I mean, obviously, phrenology and the phenotype. What is it? I'm forgetting the word. What's the other word for it? What is it that always checks out the physical appearances? Anyway, there's another word for it. Again, it's that scrambled eggs. My brain today. Anyway, you have other things in there too, such as IQ, how aware of you, and you understand the issues and problems. There is some evidence that there are some links between genetics and maybe not like political affiliation, but like propensity towards certain ideologies, should we say. There is some evidence of that. Problem is now that we have so many spiteful mutants, right? Everyone survived every crazy mutation.
Well, hopefully they're going to die off and take all the hormone blockers and all that.
Well, I mean, again, that's why...
Feminists.
I'm looping back around. I unironically am becoming a Trump supporter again because, like, yeah, shut down the Straits of Hormuz, kill the petrochemical industry, right? Just all the microplastics. No more packaging. Just starve some... I'm kind of joking, but then, like...
It might kind of happen, yeah.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. No one in chat had the term. What was the term, guys? Anyway.
Not sure what term it is.
Physiognomy. Thank you.
Oh,
James Abrucci.
I thought you already said that, though.
I said phrenology, which is study of the skull itself. But physiognomy is the whole, right? Okay. So that's part of it. But who knows? Maybe you can find something. Her ears are going to be like way down here.
There's usually a clue.
There's some. Maybe it's plastic surgery. That's the other thing. That should be totally outlawed, by the way. Yeah. You see how much of these you can hide these mutations now? Like crazy?
So much.
You have kids?
But then sometimes there's been, you'll have two couples that seem kind of average, and then they have a child that's just like incredibly striking. Yeah, right, like that happens expression. Too. Like something kicks in. So it's, and then sometimes you see two people that are really good looking, and you look at their kid, and you're like, oh wow, ooh, that didn't blend well.
Plastic surgery, as we said.
You have to find someone who blends well with you.
Good combination. Yep, yeah, exactly.
It's a good combo.
Okay, so.
Oh, you're gonna play that clip though.
Do we have to listen to this? Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's funny.
My
wisdom 2.0. What kind of new agey gay bullshit is this?
She loves gays too, by the way.
Yes.
Loves them.
My sons are really into sports. So are my girls. But my sons will watch their favorite athletes on YouTube.
Right.
Or.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you'll.
Man, you're so smart.
You'll find this sort of alt-right extreme.
On YouTube? You know, no, lady. Jordan that's Peterson. 10 years ago.
Jordan so,
Peter. Is he even around
so
anymore?
Detached.
I know, so gone.
Is this it's clip like she's from just, like 2018?
No, she's just trying to be relevant. It's just, and you're not. You're 10 years behind.
She just heard about this.
Let me see if Jordan Peters. Oh my God. I haven't even seen anything by him. Is he still alive?
Handed her a note and she's reading it.
Jordan Peterson type speaking to my sons.
Right.
Mm. It's insane.
Right. Oh no.
It's insane.
If only someone would have would propose that there should be bannings or something on YouTube. Well, they're not being banned for a
he
reason.
He last posted it on January 10th on X. So, you know, he might be dead. I don't know.
Sports culture.
Yeah, let's go. Get him out of here. Get him out.
So then our boys are learning hate, bigotry, misogyny, racism.
Nice.
So it's very dangerous.
Like, so Jordan Peterson is like literally like a libertarian egalitarian.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I'm convinced that these people bring up the most lukewarm, stupid examples as they can. So if there is ever someone in the audience that. They're okay with them going to Jordan Peterson, but pretend that he's the Nazi, and
then they will actually Ben Shapiro.
They will actually never be exposed to logical, reasonable arguments about what's happening in this world and what you can do about it.
Is you know, and I think we have to take responsibility, and we have to hold those in leadership and tech accountable.
Oh my God, she's
because
to be like,
they're making all this money, and they're leaving our world in a very, very dangerous place.
Like no one is on there anymore. That is cool. Okay, that's legit. That's actually saying anything you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Like they've scrubbed all that already, and they're still here. Oh yes.
Yeah,
this woman's
my sons,
way behind.
Are really into sports. So are my girls. But my sons will watch their favorite.
Okay, that goes on. So I found the Wisdom 2.0. Yeah, someone in chat said that's a pentagram. No, that's actually a Star of David. You only see the top portion, the bottom portion of it. It's a New Age version. You know, look at this. It's a very like Kabbalistic. You know, they're so obsessed about Jewish mysticism. That's usually that's basically like New Ageism. It's like Jewish Kabbalistic. And then they call it like Western esoteric traditions. But it's not. It's basically all like Jewish veiled shit. This is not, there's nothing native European spiritually about this. There's not, you know. Where's that photo? They had a perfect photo showing the whole thing.
A multicultural hangout on beanbags. Oh my God. Get
oh, there
me
it is.
Out of
there
here.
It is. See, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's a stylized Star of David in the back there. All right. Anyway, I've seen enough. I've heard enough.
Yes.
On to the blacks.
On to a black woman. Yes. There's a black woman. I forget her name. Leslie Jones. Is that a woman even? I don't know. But she's saying that.
I think she has a deeper voice than me, by the way.
Marriage is.
Even if I try, she has a deeper voice than me. Anyway,
legal slavery to my young fans. Now, are those blacks or whites? Don't get married.
Color your mouth.
And then I had responded to this. I was like, statistically,
Frannies?
Though, I was like, wait, black women get married? Because no one marries black women? And then a bunch of black women got mad
They should.
Me. A bunch of unmarried black women got married.
Slavery.
I think marriage is legalized slavery.
Yeah, dude.
You do.
Yes, I do.
Say more, because thinking about slavery and I'm thinking about marriage, there are two different images that come
Absolutely
into my
not.
Head.
I don't think, I don't know how you don't. A man is, especially if he's expecting you to be a trad wife.
That's a man's
that's
voice.
That's a man.
That's a man's voice.
That's some high tea right there.
Oh, yeah. If especially if he's expecting you to be a trad wife. You might as well pull out a whip.
I think you're just
I
think that's a lesbian.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
I mean,
right.
that's, That's why they don't want marriage.
Lesbian, black lesbian friend Jones. In the
back. Expecting you to be a trad wife, you might as well pull out a whip and a chain.
Mm-mm-mm.
Wow. So that's there also are young people watching.
That's also a tranny, right?
All the weaves and the makeup, yeah.
I can't.
I mean, they put on. There's a point when you put on so much makeup, you start looking like a dude in makeup.
Well, we did a thing on that once. Remember that there was all these gays that had taken over like the makeup industry?
Yeah.
And they started it's making thick. Everyone, including obviously the women, look like transsexuals. They'd made them look like. They made them look like it's men that's wearing makeup to look like women, but then they do that on women and they end up looking like
and
men.
Now girls, and now girls do that because they think it looks good. Right.
Yeah, it's super sexy.
Wow. So there are young people watching who might be wanting to get married. What would you say to them?
Don't
get married.
No.
Okay.
Was I think married? Marriage is legal.
Can you have some backstory here?
I don't know. I have not looked into this.
Grok, is this true?
Life, this background. But yeah, I know statistically, shocker, black women aren't getting married. Black men aren't asking them. Unfortunately, there's white guys. When they do get married, they're marrying white guys.
Leslie Jones is not a member of the LGBT plus Q community.
What? Shocker.
Although, wait for it. She has joked that she would be a quote-unquote pimp or crush it with women if she were gay. Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh,
I'm sure
he would crush it like this.
Crush it. Crush its face.
Well, you know, lesbian, man, like spousal abuse between lesbians is like crazy high.
Yeah.
No one ever talks about that, but lesbians beat the shit out of each other.
Husband. Do you have a husband?
31% of black adults are currently married. This is the lowest among major racial ethnic groups.
So no husband.
36% of black men are married. 29% of black women are married, and then they get divorced, and then they're single moms. 50% of black adults have never been married. I mean, well, this is part of the African Ooga Booga village culture, right? The guy just runs around and screws everything, and then the women are doing all the work, right?
Well, yeah, I think that's...
Then they come back to eat. They think they're lions, but they're not.
which takes us to where that has manifested itself in country form, I guess. South Africa. Right.
Yeah, right? For black women, 52%. This was a while ago, so it's probably even more. 52% never married, up from 37%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
As long as they don't get with white people and start having, you know, mulatto babies or whatever. I don't want that. Obviously. Yeah. South Africa president.
I wish they did. They did marry each other. Like, don't marry white women. Black men marry black women. And there's a cohort of those, obviously. They're like, they don't like the race mixing kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, I wish they'd get vasectomies. We should offer those for free, you know? Unfortunately, only white guys would take those.
Doesesn't have to be super, like, sizable financial contribution, but you can do a cost average benefit calculation and see what the net negative strain on average is by other races on your society, and you slash that about 50%, and then that sum you actually offer to them, and then you will actually make money on.
They would probably do it for $500.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could probably. I mean, I'm not saying we have to, but I'm saying you could probably offer them like $10,000 and like, you know, a pair of sneakers or something, and you're good to go. You know what I mean? So, all right. Anyway, South Africa.
South Africa President Ramaphosa, he was stating that the government is currently undertaking a review to, this is hilarious, refine, realign, and strengthen, well, basically, black power, right? They have these initiatives that they're doing, the black economic empowerment, and people thought, oh, that's going to go away. No, he's like, you people are dreaming. That's not going away. We're going to keep these race-based hiring practices and all this, and it's actually going to be good for South Africa, right? He says it's the key ingredient. Blacks is the key ingredient that will enhance investment and growth in long-term economic stability. Haven't we tried this before? Haven't we done this before there? So that means if a company has more than 5% white men, it could face penalties of up to 10% of its income. We could play a little clip of him talking about this. He's even talking about like trying to train them to be farmers and learning skills and trades. Like, how about you stop killing all the farmers and the people who can teach you the skills and the trades? They never will, though. You know, they'll never admit that they have to you know, come to the white man to learn these things.
Mm-hmm. More than 5%. So here's a egalitarian thing.
Einschursker sent $5. Despite all the difficulties, the struggle continues. The struggle is the father of all things.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Einschursker. Appreciate it. Correct. And I think, well, that's why I'm saying kind of in veiled terms. I hope that the struggle to come will sharpen the steel of our people, to use Arnold's kind of term right there, right? Go in, show them all the way. Let's do it. All right. Anyway, back to the point here. You want to play that clip?
Yeah, I don't know if it's the one in there, but I linked it up. Yeah, this one because it's right. Kind of fun. And what is this with them always like dancing, like every little thing?
Yeah, what could it be now? God. What's the reason for that, do you think? It's very annoying. It's always some twerking going on.
The conference was marked by delays in the disorderly registration process. By early Monday evening, some delegates had still not arrived at the venue of the conference. The ANC president had to wait for nearly 3 hours to address delegates. Ramaphosa believes the broad-based black economic policy remains a potent tool to address the economic balances of the past.
We will continue to refine and improve the broad-based black...
Einschursker sent $5. Leon de Grelle said it well in this short clip.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'll play it in just a minute. Thank you, Einschursker. Appreciate that. Here we go.
Economic empowerment policies to broaden their reach and to deepen their impact. And those who are saying...
What white person wrote this for him?
BEE are dreaming...
White, are we doing
what
this?
What Jew wrote this?
Be honest. Be honest.
Afterwards, I was like, oh shit, I'm going to get roasted for that.
What do you do? Setting yourself up with this?
For that policy is deeply embedded in our constitution. It is the
constitution.
A bill of rights that was crafted to deal with the damage that was done in the past, to redress all the bad things that were done in the past.
All the bad things. All right, I've heard
it's just like, no, wait, there was, okay, yeah. Well, anyway, okay. He was teaching about teaching blacks farming skills.
Okay, let's play here then.
Culture is a sector that has shown a great deal of growth.
Farming.
In the few quarters that we have had in our economy. But we still have a great deal of scope. When I look at what other countries have been able to do in agriculture, which I want us to do, is to make sure that they bring in many young people as extension officers to train them, to prepare them, and to give them the skills.
Something, isn't it?
And then to spread them around the country, to work with farmers and make sure that our agricultural produce goes up and get young people to also become interested in agriculture.
There's back to twerking as usual. That's it. So it's like, isn't that rich? They're killing farmers, all these policies, confiscating everything. And then it's like Zimbabwe. Oh, wait, we need someone to teach us how to do all this again because we're starving. It's the same cycle over and over with these people.
When they bring them into the farms, they kill the farmers.
Exactly.
That's recognized here. They even kill black farmers. Like they just love killing
the few
farmers.
That there are. Yeah. I know, exactly.
That's just target.
Easy picking, I guess.
Because even like, I guess a black farmer is a very white thing. Maybe that's why.
Very
it's like
few
just
black farmers.
What I'm saying? But it's funny because he's talking about, you know, increased yields and all that stuff, right? And obviously what's happening now then with the Purim war, Israel's Purim war on Iran, is a shortage, right, of fertilizer and these types of things. And it reminded me of this clip here. And make sure you check out the headline down below here when I play this so you can get the full experience of this here.
Why?
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, relief for African economies. as the UK, France lead 30 nation coalition to reopen the Straits of Hormuz? Because that's what we're all thinking about, right?
Seriously, what the hell does that have to do with it?
We got to save. We got to save Africa, ladies and gentlemen. That's no. what this is about. Why?
The Bowman, thank you. Haven't been able to catch you live in a while, but you've been putting out some great content. Well, thank you.
Thank you. It means
much,
a lot.
Much appreciated.
Very kind of you. Thank you.
Another one. Let's see. Keep up the great work, guys, from Clint. Thank you so much. Appreciate
Clint W.,
that.
Thank you. Okay, yeah. You guys are using the Red Ice Tips one, Donor Box. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. It's very kind of you. Yeah, if you want to support the show, if you want to help us out, if you, it doesn't have to be a profound message. It doesn't have to be a message at all, even. No matter how little. $2, $5, $10, whatever. It all helps, and we appreciate it. DonorBox.org/RedIceTips, or you can use Ko-Fi, ko-fi.com, Ko-Fi.com.
Let's try it out.
/RedIceTips. Or you can use PowerChat or how's it going using?
How's it going? Prince. Sent $5.
How's it going?
We started this civilization shit, and this the motherfucking thanks we get? No good deed goes unpunished. Blacks should be grateful for our technology, but they just stab us on trains and steal.
Yes, yeah, precisely.
I know. And that's the problem, right? Why try helping? Because it was at the time, we
didn't know better.
We hadn't fucked up yet. And now we have. So
we hadn't lived with them yet.
Yeah,
you know, colonialism was like, oh, new adventure. Let's go. Let's explore. Ooh, new peoples. And then it's like, oh, shit.
Let's teach them civilization. We can bring them technology and farming and architecture and art. we tried. It's a fallacy. You can argue why and what the underlying reasons for that was, and I certainly have my ideas and speculation. But hindsight, it is what it is, and it did happen. And, unfortunately, we show them where we were in relation to them. And now they can come to our countries. That's the
We big, mapped the know. Globe. Unfortunately, we gave them the map. How to reach us.
Actually, we didn't, but, we put them on boats. Here, come. When you come with us?
We, Henrik?
Well, yeah, I know. Who owned the boats?
The shipping channelers, huh? Yes. All right. Well, speaking of that, that's a good segue into Providence, Rhode Island here.
Our segues are masterful.
All right. Mayor Brett Smiley, who is a gay and converted to Reform Judaism in 2024 because he's got a Jewish grandfather, couldn't wait, publicly called
Well, then he doesn't have to convert.
Oh, that's true. Jewish grandfather, but I guess, I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Reform Judaism. I don't know.
Anyway,
publicly called for the removal of the unfinished Irina Zarutska mural that was on the side of the Dark Lady, which is a gay bar. He was calling it divisive. So in late March, after the mural painted by this Ian Godreau guy, I have an ex post from him, sparked significant local backlash and national attention. Smiley's office confirmed he wanted it taken down. Smiley said that the mural was misguided with isolating intent, that it was divisive. Yeah. What about black on white crime, huh? What about that? It did not represent Providence's anti-white Jewish values of ignoring black on white crime. Didn't give a shit. He complained about the project's funding because there were some ties that included some association. Didn't elaborate with Elon Musk and others. Remember, Elon said, I'll help, fund some of these murals going up. I don't know. So this artist apparently got some of that. And he called this a political issue pushed by right-wing billionaires. If only there was a pro-white agenda that was explicitly white advocacy by billionaires. If only most whites, huh?
No, I just want to say, because I figured the overlap would be not that they were like pro-white, these gays,
I'll tell you about them.
But it was like a Ukraine signaling thing.
Well, yeah, I'll get
into that. I think more so than like a pro-white thing, maybe?
Yes, or, so I'll mention
again,
this.
No, I'm not anti-Ukraine, but I'm just saying there was a whole kind of mind control effort to get all the liberals to be like, psychotically pro-Ukraine for reasons they didn't know why they should have been.
I'll tell you about the gays here. Yeah. So Elon...
Please tell me about the gays. I'm so interested in this.
Well, anyway, we know that most white elites, they fund, safe, universalist causes, and this only makes the current situation worse. And Elon Musk, he pushes for, civilizational survival and meritocracy. This is going to save white people. Even though he's acknowledging this reality of black on white crime and white replacement, he's not white power. Okay, he's not white billionaires. What do they do?
He did the thing.
They fight for their own.
Didn't he do the thing?
Yes, he did. He did the thing. But what did that do, right? We know that white billionaires, they fight for their own personal interests, selfish interests, but they also fight for you know, Zionist interests as well.
Other billionaires' right? interests, yes.
So meanwhile, we know Jewish billionaires, they're funding all these progressive causes that go against white people and also the causes that are explicitly pro-Jewish interests and Jewish power, right? But this guy, Smiley, has got to be complaining. There's some lesbians complaining about it. Yeah, so the mural is on private property, so he technically has no legal rights to remove it. So the artist, commissioned by the white Italian owners, Ray and Buck, they're married married husbands of the Dark Lady Gay Bar in Providence, Rhode Island. So I was like, all right, some white gays, they're supporting, you know, Irina. Maybe they know about blacks, you know, maybe they know about black crime and, you know, this stuff. And it's a covert message. No, they described it as explicitly as a tribute for remembrance of Zarutska, emphasizing themes. They always put gays in there somehow, even though she wasn't gay. Themes like community, mental wellness, because the black guy was crazy. Well, a lot of them are. Unity and the support for their LGBTQ plus space. How about the support for white only spaces? Anyway, there was a lot of backlash and they're like, we're Democrats. We didn't support Trump. And they apologized for this controversy. And they said they heard the community. And so they decided to remove the mural after reflecting and learning.
Oh, gosh. Really? Okay.
Well, so this is what happens, though, when these murals go, it's divisive. We can't have it. Let's just scrub this into the memory hole, right? It's anti-white, and the mayor is Jewish, okay? He's Jewish, and he's anti-white.
All I need to know right there. There you go. You could have spared the gays. They just made me upset.
I was just kind of surprised. It was like on a gay bar, you know?
No. I don't approve of this. Take it away. It's just, take it down. When
yeah, so people
take
were...
it down?
People were writing the artist because he had an ex post and they're like, yeah, it's a gay Jewish mayor telling you to do this. He's anti-white. Figure it out. This Ian guy. Yep. I'm not political. And everyone's was like, get with it, dude. Like, come on. Yep. Wake up.
There he is right
you
there.
You should be political. You should be divisive.
Look at that.
Looks like a homosexual, huh?
Look at that. Gay homosexual. So he was just upset it was on the gay bar.
Yeah, that the gay bar that he might go to with his husband.
Might. Look at that.
How do these people get elected?
This guy definitely doesn't crush it like Leslie Jones would. He's a receiver.
Oh, my God.
A wide receiver. All right.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Tomahawk sent $5. Mm. If you haven't seen Devin Stack and Blonde's latest show, you should. It's absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, I
won't
be.
You won't be disappointed.
Nope. No, it's all right. Won't do it. Thank you, though. Appreciate it, Tomahawk. Very nice of you.
Thank you.
Okay, so here we go. And no offense to Devin Stack, obviously.
Yeah. He's a great guy.
All right, let me play this. Because we have, obviously, we have a great... my shortcut's not working. Why is that? We have a wonderful election campaign here coming up. First, I was thinking it was like in India, obviously. But apparently, it's not in India. Not even in Indiana. It's in New Jersey. And so, of course...
New Delhi? It's in New Delhi?
New Delhi. Well, they are building that huge, huge temple, right? They finished it, I think it was. Massive. I forget. Somewhere in New Jersey. A lot of things going on with these ethnic groups in New Jersey. That's where Lakewood is, well, the Jewish community and all that kind of stuff, right? Anyway, let's play this. No? It's funny. Everything is wigging out on me right now. Oh, it's the shortcut. Sorry, guys. Okay, I understand. I gotta get a new controller. How about that? It's just wigging out on me. Okay, here we go.
आपको पता है हम देसी कम्युनिटी न्यू जर्सी के सबसे बड़े कम्युनिटीज में से एक हैं. मेरा नाम जय वांगनकर है और मैं जून 2nd को कांग्रेस के लिए इलेक्शन लड़ रहा हूँ. लेकिन बहुत सालों से हमारी देसी वॉइसेस पॉलिटिक्स में फुली रिप्रेजेंट नहीं हुई हैं.
So they don't have word for politics and representing in Congress?
Of course, these are white man
ideas. कि हमारी आवाज सच में सुनी जाए. इसलिए मैं कांग्रेस के लिए इलेक्शन लड़ रहा हूँ. आपको पता है हम देसी कम्युनिटी न्यू जर्सी के.
His pink tie.
New Jersey.
Oh my gosh. Isn't it amazing? They're just chilling to their own all the time. This is what happens. This is where the Hart-Celler Act was always going to go. It was going to go to this. All these people come in and then they lobby for their own, except for the white people. You know, they need to get their head in the game and figure this shit out already.
That's right. Holy smokes.
God. Yeah, I don't think he's going to win. Not yet, anyway. It's a little too premature. It's not quite New Delhi yet.
Yeah, but the point is it'll get there longer this continues.
Yeah, yeah.
And
this is just how comfortable they feel.
They will just I mean, eventually this continues, your kids is not just going to have to be forced to learn Mexican, and I mean that. I'm not saying Spanish. I'm saying learn Mexican. They're going to have to learn Bharati as well. You know, Hindi. How about Mandarin?
There's billions of them. Yeah, so they're just like endless supply coming in.
You're being completely just occupied by these people. And speaking of which, this is,
your home. Hard to see, huh?
So, of course, they do this because this is the feature, right? You gotta torture as many old Swedish people on the way out as possible. So a home elderly care service ended up employing a Syrian gang criminal to take care of the elderly, obviously, because I guess they want to kill them. I would assume that's a thing. He tortured and offended a large numbers of elderly people. Well, they just say Swedes as well, right? 22. Look at this. He's 22. Look like he's fucking 45, that guy.
Just holding this old lady.
Abdul Raham al-Khalif al-Malashemi from Syria. Just fucking go home to the other head choppers. No, they're going to be in our countries and chopping heads. They're literally just like, everything is fixed in your country now.
Well, this is what they meant when they said, well, who's going to take care of you when you're old? This is what they meant. Take care of you, as in...
He's charged with several cases of assault, violations, and other forms of abuse against no less than 13 elderly people. This is evidence from the lawsuit. The 22-year-old has a gang criminal background and has previously, among other things, been convicted of acts of humiliation against several Swedish young people. So there you go. And I bet you...
Come on. Tomahawk sent $5. Don't worry, Heart Seller won't change the demographics of the country. We promise.
That's right. And there was a lot of people questioning it back then, like, I don't know about this. We don't want this. And they're like, don't worry, nothing's going to change. And then people bought the lie.
Yep. So, yeah. So this is obviously about taking care of the elderly, as you said. Let me see here. That's one point I was going to make, and it totally just slipped my mind. It's annoying. Abuse against 30. Oh, no, that's what I was going to say. That's right. I bet you there's some genius here in Örebro. It's like an occupied fucking area. I went through there like literally 50. I can't even imagine what that is like today. I went through there like 15 years ago last time. And I just like, what in the fuck is this? You know what I mean? Anyway, I bet you that it's some super genius there. Or it's probably another Syrian running the goddamn, you know, elderly home now. Or so, you know what I mean? You know that's even if it's like state run, it's supervised by one of them or something like that. But there's some genius that have thought out that like, oh, well, we can rehabilitate the violent Syrian migrant. This is for him they're trying to. Maybe if he interacts with some of the older Swedish people, he'll get to, you know, he'll warm up. He'll be better. You know, there's some shit like that that's going on here.
Yep. You know it. Anyway, just give him more cinnamon rolls and he'll be nicer.
Yeah. Just we have to try harder. That's always the thing. We have to try. How long do you have to try? How many bottles up rear ends of Swedish young teenagers do you need? How many beheadings do you need? How many trucks of peace do you need? How many gang rapes do you need? What is there a limit? A million? 500,000? 50,000? 20,000? I mean, we're in that range now, obviously, in terms of like collective, you know, violent crime and murder and rape, obviously. That's in the tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands now. How many more until we... I mean, overall, it's a sad state of affairs, right? But Swedes, for the most part, has been genetically bred to be shielded from any type of conflict or any type of realization that, like, the world is like kind of it's a vicious, hostile place, and if you invite that world, it will come to your doorstep. So, not everyone, obviously, a lot of people now seeing this, but overall, on average, right? Swedes are people who's asleep. And they lack the ability to understand that, like, shit is going to go bad for you until it's, like, right in their face. Mm-hmm. And by that point, it's too late. Now, I know this is true for many other ethnic groups as well, but it's particularly true, right, with this tolerance and naivety in terms of the relation of how we're thinking about these things, right? Egalitarian, high trust. If you have, like, centuries of high trust and no interaction with like any type of these types of people. When that happens, it's like a, you know, it's just like, so again, radical, okay, fine. You know what I mean? Radical. I'm not saying these old people, they don't deserve it, obviously, but I'm saying like people that are willfully looking the other way. They've seen the examples, you tell them about it, you keep repeating it, you're trying to educate them, and they still refuse to do it. Well, fine.
They might as well be nons at this point.
Fucking die then. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Might like, as well just, not
just
exist.
Get out of the fucking way.
Yeah,
you know
just
what I mean?
Act
that's
like
what,
they
that's
don't,
what I feel at this point.
Yeah, like, me too. Act like they don't exist. You know, we yeah. we just need a sharp, keen, aware, even minority that can like take,
we need
take
like
control
the
and take care of
Carolingians back. We need like a super small, or not that it has to be small, but like a smaller elite force that can just like purge. Yeah. You know what I mean,
we've
and historically, those are the things that we've been
it's
able to
happened,
do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, it hasn't been some. We've never been a meat wall people. You know, Finns were never that way. Swedes were never that way. Danes were never that way. Even during the Viking raids, if you're going to go about that far, you don't have to. But the Carolingians is a good example of that, right? Small elite army that basically, you know, took care of business and way punched over its own weight. You know what I mean? So that's what's going to have to happen again. That's just what it is. Slim it down, trim it down, and make that a fucking mean just
yeah.
Make that into a fucking head chopping machine. How about that?
I think the
maybe it's our time to chop off some heads.
Yeah.
How about that?
Exactly. I think the odds are high because if this immigration is just going to continue, it's not going to stop.
No, it's not.
So
yep.
We will be outnumbered. And so that will be the result. You're going to get this, you know, vicious minority of white people we've had it.
Either we toughen up or we die. Yeah. It's just, that's it. And I mean, if we don't toughen up, then all right, fine. I guess we didn't deserve to live then. I'm very fucking might is right on this issue. I mean, I have sympathy for all these people and there's young people, kids that don't deserve this, or elderly that don't deserve this. I'm, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. There's no referee. I mean, look, if like these crimes were like, I've made the example before, but like, it's very selective in terms of how the international community kind of like rises up and like say, you know, like they don't go after, they might say something about Netanyahu now in Israel, but they don't do anything about it.
Mm-mm.
When it came to Slobodan Milosevic, they did something about it, right? Again, you can't even compare the crimes. I want to make that clear. They're, you know, the Serbs, like they defended themselves against an aggression. Anyway, it's a whole can of worms to open that. But anyway, the point is, but officially, they bombed him because he defended his people. And you know, but in this case, or in these types of cases, right? Because again, there's a flow through all of these here, right? These people from Syria are in our countries because of what Jews in Israel are doing and how Jews in America have blackmailed and Epstein extorted American politicians, how Jewish interest organizations have paid off American politicians through groups like AIPAC and J Street. That's and then they have Israel Aid and Hias and all these other groups, and it's true for the church groups too, obviously. We've talked about that. Catholic and even other Muslim groups, they also advocate for us to open our borders and let them all in or whatever while we pay for it. But the point is, the reasoning for why Syrians in this specific case are in Sweden is because of Jews in Israel that sees Syria as a strategic enemy of theirs.
That's right.
This is why they funded ISIS and helped ISIS out to create the chaos and the, you know, terror, right, in Syria and al-Nusra and all these other groups, in order to basically drive people out of that region, to clear that region for their greater Israel project. And now we have to receive the blunt, the elderly people in Sweden have to receive the blunt end of that.
Yeah, and this
while
Syrian
we're being told
just sees,
we're helping somehow.
And this Syrian just sees white people. He doesn't distinguish, you know, Swedish from American or Slavic or anything, right?
No.
White infidel, white problem.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, they also treat their own that way. This is just a desert, you know, total brutality mindset for the most part, right? Okay. This is kind of funny. Speaking of people being pissed off and angry and upset, here is Keir Starmer being called out on the streets of Britain as a pedo protector, speaking of Epstein and all that stuff, right?
Traitor! full fight. Yeah, you staged it. You staged it. Staged it. You staged it. We will go for Santa.
Canadian flag. Interesting. All right. Cool. I'll take it. But, man, I long for the day, though, when, like, these politicians, like, they can't walk the streets like this. I mean, they basically don't for these reasons, because as soon as they do go out, they get
targeted. He needs 25 cops with guns.
Yeah, and he always looks...
He always looks like he's going to cry.
Yeah.
Jimmy was he Savile. The one where someone threw glitter on him and he would like
glitterati? What about the sausages? The hostages.
You child abuser. See, when they get confronted, they're just worms. Weak worms.
Yeah, he's being led around like it's Weekend at Bernie's, like he doesn't have, and then he just goes in front of the cameras. Look at that. This is getting, it's getting spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Start fucking with people's ability to not be able to pay their rent.
Oh, then it'll get
their
real
electric
spicy.
Bill, their food.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look, we're going to talk later in After Flash about the exotic weapons that they can be allowed to use against us, and I think they will. So I'm not even like this. That's the difference now. The time period we're
in. He's it on everybody though.
The equivalent would be like we show up with pitchforks, you know, and they have muskets. You know, I mean that's but not even that. They have missiles,
laser
maybe,
beams.
You know? Yeah, pretty much. Right. And look, I want to say this too. That face keeps changing, right? But like throughout the whole new labor movement of Tony Blair. It was the same thing. The corrupt Peter Mandelson who was handing out state secrets to Epstein, you know, things like they've always been there behind the scenes in some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
You can replace it. Oh, it's a new face. Oh, it's Boris Johnson. Oh, it's Gordon Brown. Oh, it's Keir Starmer. It's Tony. It's the same fucking man.
Yep.
It's the same man. It's the same system or the same woman. If it's, you know, what's her face? I haven't forgot what her name was now. The woman who was... Prime Minister for a little bit there in the UK. But anyway, I think it's, we'll see what happens.
Heating
I think
up.
I think it's heating up, to be honest. You know, I think it's heating up.
Okay, right. What's going on with Iran?
What's going on with Iran? Well, good news, because, of course, they're winning the war. And that's why U.S. fighter jets are being shot down over Iran right now, because they're winning the war so big and they don't have any means to defend themselves. Trump said it. Theresa May, that's right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that. Okay, so we have some footage. Here's a New York Times, just the front page. Of course, they're covering all of this, and they're doing it because they just see this as like an attack on Trump. I get that, you know, kind of thing. And but keep in mind too, though, kind of the important takeaway from that. Is that this is the reason why they're attacking Trump. They're not attacking Trump because he's a Jewish Jewish nationalist, right? It's of worse for Israel. They're attacking him because he's a white supremacist, okay? I've made this point, but just keep that in mind. Bookmark that, because now when he's being discredited, it's white identity itself that's being taken down with it. And you can argue if that was the plan all along. But anyway, they're covering some of this, right? One American rescued from a downed jet and search for second pilot. American fighter jet shot down over Iran. One crew member rescued, but this has continued. There were at least reports that an A-10 Warthog also crashed today over the Strait of Hormuz. Details are unclear. From the pilot allegedly being rescued, or unclear, apart from the pilot being rescued, Iranian locals are trying to shoot down American Black Hawk helicopters participating in the search for the two pilots that were ejected from the F-15. I thought it was an F-35. Okay, there's been back and forth on that. That's okay, now it says F-15 there. Okay, that's story has changed as it goes, right? Here are some of the clips, I guess, of two U.S. Black Hawk helicopters flying over the area. Try to do the search and rescue operation, apparently. And it's funny because that bridge looked like the bridge that America bombed, by the way, too, today. I'm not sure there was a construction there. Might be a different bridge. It is a lot of mountains there, so I would assume they have to have a lot of bridges in order to have roads right there, too. And, of course, earlier, an HC-130J can be seen deploying flares after likely being engaged by Iranian air defenses. I think an Israeli fighter jet was shot down as well, and I forget which one. But the point is, this is not this is not the kind of confidence that they were claiming that they had. In fact, here's Trump commenting on how inept, I guess, the Iranians are.
They have no anti-aircraft equipment. Their radar is 100% annihilated. We are unstoppable as a military force.
Yeah. I'm not sure about that, buddy. Let's check this clip a little bit. See what they... Ooh. Sorry about that.
what is happening?
I'm confused and angry.
NBC News has learned that
those
one
are some problem glasses right there.
Fucking, she's got a huge fucking problem. Wow. Look at that nose, too. All right. Okay.
NBC News has learned.
Shaved off a little
American
too much in the last round.
Yeah.
By the U.S. military after an F-15 U.S. fighter jet was shot down over Iran. And that pilot who was rescued is still, in fact, alive. That is according to a U.S. official. Another American pilot is still, though, unaccounted for. I want to bring in our senior national security correspondent, Courtney Cuby, who's standing by for us. Courtney, this is a fast-moving story here. What are we learning?
Yeah, so at this point, it's literally developing minute by minute. We, according to a U.S. official, it does appear that this F-15E, it's often known as a Strike Eagle, that it was shot down by Iran. It's deep inside of Iranian territory. The two pilots are believed to have ejected from that aircraft. And as you mentioned, we now know, according to a U.S. official, that at least one of those individuals has been recovered alive. We don't know anything else about that person's condition. Search and rescue efforts remain underway right now. Now, what's standard in a case like this, the U.S. has gone to war in Iran. In advance of a big military action like this, the U.S. would generally put forward in the region something known as a personnel recovery team. In this case, most likely, just given the operational tempo and the size of this war, they would have put multiple personnel recovery teams. And they are on a constant standby while the U.S. is flying any kind of combat missions like this, so that if there is something that happens where U.S. Service members go down.
All right, well, whatever. I mean, it's just, do they deserve this? I mean, no, but yes. I don't know. Like, if you sign up for fighting wars for Israel, it sucks. I mean, I don't want any of them to get hurt, but, you know. Okay, what we know about the fighter jet shot down by Iran. Iran is quickly repairing missile bunkers, U.S. intelligence says. Yeah, that's how they're doing it. Hegseth says U.S. troops are fighting for Jesus. The Pope disagrees. Trump.
Well, it's Easter after all, so, you know.
Of course. Play on it. Trump makes contradictory statements about strategy for war in Iran. Yeah, you think? Trump struck Iran and now American farmers are suffering, right? Yeah, we know that. That's the whole issue with the supply, fertilizer shortages,
Hormuz,
all these
not
things.
Not being able to get oil.
Yeah, the urea, what do they call them? The little pellets that they use. Here's from Times of Israel. Trump, with a little more time, the U.S. can easily reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Just two more weeks, guys.
I mean, it's like COVID before. Remember, they kept saying just a little more time. Just
you
a little
handle
more
it, Europe.
Time.
It's like three stooges through the door trying to get in. And that's the plan, I think.
And then it's been like, we're making peace. We're doing a peace deal. No, we're going to bomb them tomorrow. We're going to bomb them so hard. No, we're working on a deal. It's just like all over the place. And sometimes in the same day on Truth Social, if you follow him there.
I do not. I can't.
It just I can't. Totally spurging out. I'm surprised no one is like watching that and saying
something. I mean, Hegseth fired. I covered it yesterday. He just fired basically like one high-ranking general and two others high up in the military.
Because they were probably like, you're making
this is fucking bad.
Yeah,
this is
like you're screwing up.
This is a third world country warlord that's like jockeying for power over his little fiefdom. You know, that like that's what this is starting to look at. Total just like, you know, coup basically, right? It's a rogue coup. It's by these Armageddonists. They're pushed by these extreme genocidal, you know, Judaic, you know, ideologies, essentially, of like, we need to exterminate them. You need to bomb these people. You need to go after them. And then Hegseth seems to be playing this inside of the military as some type of, this is going to bring about the return of the Messiah, so let's push for this kind of thing. And of course, there's many voices internally in this, right? But again, I think it's just a wholesale undermining of everything that Trump represents. But him on a personal level seems to have just been like, I don't know, like, was he Howard Hughes?
Yeah, he's just, or something? Yeah, like, he's just, like, unraveling. Like, his brain is unraveling.
Yeah,
you know?
Like going,
I don't know
if the totally pressure, insane.
Has the pressure got to him? Did it trigger something? Is there a health thing? Is he going into some kind of dementia? I don't know. Something is up.
I get that it's just like he's trying to do something and then people disagree or don't like it. And then he's like, he gets temper tantrums. He gets like a little baby who's
there's
lashing out, you know, kind of thing.
There's that too.
Fine, you know, and that's why you're seeing that back and forth, right? As I said, like, no, we're not going to do it. In fact, NATO should do it. Fuck NATO. And it's like, why is NATO not helping? You know, and then it's like, well, no, we don't need your help. And then Europe is like, okay, well, or, you know, France, UK, 30 other countries they're leading now to like, okay, I guess we'll have to, you know, because like, Europe is being fucked on the energy front right now, too, by the way, because of this. Because we're retarded enough to, like, do away with all our the nuclear power plants.
What's gas prices in Sweden now? Have you looked?
I looked it up. Was it about 8? I did the math and converted in gallons and liters and all that stuff, and I think it was around $8 per gallon.
Okay, wasn't it usually that, though?
It's like California prices. Nah, it's going up. I mean, it's going up.
I mean, it's going up here, too.
Well, yeah, it's going up everywhere.
$4, $8.
But Trump said we don't need the energy. Although, why is the prices going up then? You know, everything is going up.
It's like $8 a gallon up there right now.
As I said, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, absolutely incredible. Take the oil and make a fortune. It's like this toying, just playing with international
politics. This is invade and steal.
But again, this will be seen. I make the point again. I hate to repeat myself, and I'm sorry for repeating myself, but you need to understand how serious this is. That all of this, all of these actions are going to be seen as white supremacist. It's going to be seen as white identitarian, nationalistic, populistic.
But of course, all of this warmongering opinions. Is the opposite of all of that. It's the opposite of what white nationalism would do.
But it's just perception that matters in the eyes of the media and public pressure and coercion and gaslighting, right?
Well, same thing like with the National Socialists, right? They wanted to take over the world, and that's not true, but that's what they were running with.
Yeah. So they will come for, they won't come for Hegseth, I think. I mean, it's possible. Hegseth could be a scapegoat. That's true. But let me rephrase that. They won't go for Howard Lutnick is going to be fine. Jared Kushner is going to be fine. I think even Trump will be fine, to be honest. But who they'll really target is the voters, the predominantly white voters that voted for Trump. They're going to be the fall guy, right?
That's what they're going for.
Well, they were, and we saw a significant uptick, right, in like target white supremacy and going after, you know, that on steroids, like. Just watch out. They'll start hunting people, you know, essentially. All right. I don't know why I linked that up. Doesn't matter. Campaign Trump. You saw this one, right? Child care.
Yeah.
It's all about child care. And I was like, actually, fuck child care. We can't.
If you win in November, can you commit to prioritizing legislation to make child care affordable? And if so, what specific piece of legislation will you advance?
Well, I would do that. Child care is child care. It's couldn't, you know, there's something, you have to have it. In this country, you have to have it. We're going to make this into an incredible country that can afford to take care of its people. And then we'll worry about the rest of the world. Let's help other people. But we're going to take care of our country first. This is about America first. We can't take care of daycare. We're a big country. We have 50 states. We have all these other people. We're fighting wars. We can't take care of daycare. You got to let a state take care of daycare, and they should pay for it, too. They should pay. They have to raise their taxes, but they should pay for it. And we could lower our taxes a little bit to them to make up. But it's not possible for us to take care of daycare. Medicaid, Medicare, all these individual things, they can do it on a state basis. You can't do it on a federal. We have to
fuck
take
Americans.
Care of
we got
thing,
a war here, okay? God, they can't even take care
for whom?
For Zog. And it's like they can't even take care of the fake daycares. Can you just at least shut down the fake daycares?
Yeah.
My God, it's amazing. We got nothing.
Foreign-born employment is now higher than when Trump took office. The surge is happening quietly.
Die is not quickly. Died. It's still ongoing, just quietly in the background, just because the media is not focusing on it.
Right. Fell for it again. Awards are being handed out. Getting crowded, in fact. Native versus foreign-born monthly
change.
Yeah,
I noticed that, too. It's people everywhere, all the time. And more nons moving in. I'm sick of it.
Just fucking kill them all.
I am
all. How about
sick
that?
Of
just
it.
Fucking kill them all. Just happy Easter, everybody. Let's kill them all. Let's burn shit. Well, maybe. I mean, again, this is why I'm a Trump supporter now, okay? It's just, do you know how many deaths this will cause, Lana? Do you know when you shut
people
down?
People keep saying that, hey, but look, I don't see the bodies.
Look, India.
I see the bodies.
Okay, hear me out here. This.
I don't want to see the bodies, Henry.
Yes, it's coming, okay? India fertilizer shortage, right? Potential fertilizer. But that's not good enough. Upcoming June, July. The hell? That's taking too long. Can we do it faster, please? Here it is. What is it here? India's fertilizer supplier is under strain as war disrupts shipments. He's playing 5D. Trump is fucking based.
Good. They can starve a little. Yeah. They're used to that over there in those countries, though. They're used to like scrounging trash to survive.
Shit in the fields. They're fine.
They do. Yeah. Exactly. They don't need fertilizer.
But, you know, the point is, it's like, of course, I get it. Of course, I'm being semi facetious here, but everyone will.
Well, that's why we have glyphosate. You know that
well,
helps.
It makes sense now. I mean, it's a vital. What was it? A vital.
It was like, what do you say? It was fundamental. Like the food supply would
security.
The food supply would collapse without it. Is what he was saying.
Essentially,
like, we can't just take it out.
No, exactly.
What kind of food is that?
That's
I think it also poisoned people from planes, like they were doing in Lebanon.
Well, okay, so we'll save that for Afterflash, but I have a very interesting video about that, by the way, too. Okay. It's like all these weird... Because remember, we saw the stuff about Lebanon, they were like spraying... Israel was spraying the Lebanese
glyphosate. High levels of glyphosate. Yeah, they know right? They know what it does.
Genocide shit.
They know it causes cancer.
There's another program
turbo
here.
Turbo cancer.
Because I think they'll just... If you don't have any type of, you know, again, as we said... ability to stop them, you can complain on them all day long. And of course, I mean, it can get risky, like kind of for like a Keir Starmer sometimes when they do occasionally put their foot on the pavement as opposed to like from one ivory tower to the other in their golden helicopters, you know, between the towers. But anyway, so it's a little risky, but overall, yeah, they can just fuck shit up. Are you going to do anything?
No accountability.
No one
can reach them.
No one cares.
They're surrounded
anymore.
By weapons and guards and everything.
And it's not just any weapons, as I'll get to with the exotic weaponry, right?
Yeah.
It's fucking just like melt you from the insides type of weapons, like shut your brain down type of weapons.
Yeah.
It's frightening. Absolutely frightening. Anyway, let's talk about ladybugs, shall we? We got a couple of more clips and then we'll wrap up for Afterflash just in a little bit here. You good?
Yeah, let's
okay?
go.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Lindsey Graham held a press conference. A press conference to
he's always on the news, this guy. Oh, that's like all he does is visit male prostitutes and do press conferences for Israel.
Well, I'm going to Disney World. Did you see that, by the way?
No, I didn't. Disney World.
Let me show you the picture. I showed it yesterday. But answer me this. What in the world is that he's holding in his hand right there? What is that? Is that what I think it is? Here's Lindsey pedophile.
It's a wand, a magic wand. I have no idea.
Where is he going to put it? Here is dripping a little bit of saliva out of that like, you know, candida infested mouth of his.
No. Never been married, still single.
Slurping
like,
a little bit on the. Like a predator would before they like kind of you know take a bite out of their prey. walking around Disney World.
How'd you find this photo?
It's the first thing you search for, Disney World Lindsey Graham. That's what comes up. It's not some secret.
I don't know.
The fucking TMC. I saw it in Newspeak. That's kind of my job to follow some of the news. So, okay, what's Ladybug's up to? Oh, he's in Disney World. Okay.
Single, never been married. You know, he's a pervert.
Yeah. Just like Mark Rutte, you know, and her current head of NATO. Like, there's all
no
these
good's
people.
Happening
like,
there.
No, you know, Leslie Jones, right?
Doesn't even have a girlfriend. He hasn't even had a girlfriend for decades.
He doesn't need any.
Because he's a fag.
He's a faggot. It's
got
not,
his butt boys
surprise.
On call, you know.
Okay, anyway, he was crying about campaign staffers for his Republican opponents making anti-Semitic posts.
These are the receipts. They're screenshots of writing, photos, and cartoons posted to social media. Senator Lindsey Graham says these posts were made by the members of his Republican opponents' campaign teams.
Oh, no. I wonder why.
During Thursday's event next to Senator Lindsey Graham were screenshots from social media posts.
Blatantly anti-Semitic.
These were posted by Vishbura, the communications director for candidate Paul Dan's staff. The posts use explicit language towards Israel and, quote, "We just need to drop them as an ally," end quote. Graham says another post was an AI-generated video also made by Burra.
He produced a cartoon with him being in a room depicting Jewish people as cockroaches, setting them on fire.
Graham says this post was made last fall and that Burra
was fired. Where did you get that cockroach reference? What was that guy? The black guy, the black Islamic guy.
I'm not anti-Semitic, I'm antiseptic. Yeah.
They're termites. Anti-termite.
Farrakhan. Anti-termite. That's right. But let's use it.
Because of it.
He was rightly fired. 2 months later, Paul Dantz hires him.
And Thursday, Graham called on Paul Dantz to terminate Burra.
Important work here.
I'm challenging Paul Dantz today to fire him and condemn him.
In response, Dantz wrote in part,
it's like a comedy
Israel picks
skit.
Lindsey Graham's staff, but they do not pick mine. I'm not firing Vishbura, and I am calling on the people of South Carolina to fire Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
Graham also called out Republican candidate Mark Lynch because of the posts by his political director, Evan Mulch.
This is the cancer within the Republican Party.
Nice. Stepping on the Talmud. All right, here we go. Interesting.
South Carolina.
Look, I know that Israel will nuke the world, right? But let me just enjoy. Let me just enjoy seeing that 9 kind of going over to a 1 and a 0 on the scoreboard here. Can we just
Mulch's post depict a shoe stomping on the Talmud, calling it, quote, a hate-filled book towards Jesus Christ, and other posts discussing women's suffrage.
For some reason, believes that women should
whatever, just step
allowed
on the Talmud. I don't care about all that. Just step on it.
Oh, look at that. Jay Dyer is mentioned in there, too. Jay Dyer's recent debate with an Orthodox Jew is linked below.
Oh, really? That's funny.
Recommend that you listen to it. But he was like, we're the real Jews kind of guy.
Yeah.
But anyway.
They need to be focused on being worthy wives.
Senator Graham called on Lynch to fire Mulch.
Anybody?
Lynch and Mulch and Vishnu.
This is what he spends his time on.
Is this
it's
all
amazing.
AI? Is this all made up? We're just being had here?
With a campaign staffer that says these things needs to be fired. This will destroy the Republican Party.
And in response,
good.
Mark
Lynch...
Yeah, exactly. Good. Let it burn to the ground.
He wrote, while Christians
so
around
he's
the
just
world
saying
are...
the Republican Party is Jewish. That's what he's saying, right? He's saying the Republican Party is Jewish. That's what he's saying. You know?
Yeah, serving Jewish interests. Yeah, exactly.
Celebrating the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, Lindsey Graham's campaign is imploding. So it is unsurprising that in his desperation, Lindsey has chosen Holy Week to throw more slop against
slop.
The wall. Reporting in Greenville, Lauren Miller, slop. 7 News.
Greenville. We've been through Greenville.
Yeah, Greenville used to be nice. Remember, it was kind of like a little white pocket.
Used to be nice.
I'm sure that's not the case anymore.
Isn't that that's the phrase for like every part of the world?
Yeah, it used to be nice.
Well, some parts were never nice, but yeah. Anyway, things are going great for Israel too. There's two more things I want to do, and then we'll wrap up here. But it's just like America. It's funny, right? Actually, no regime change. We changed our mind. IDF official says disarming Hezbollah is kind of not what the objective was. It's unrealistic. It's not a require. They've actually changed the headline. The initial headline, I have it down below. Disarming Hezbollah no longer a required goal of the Lebanese operation, IDF says. So they kind of cover that by changing. Why? Because they can't. That's why they're having all these fucking Merkava tanks destroyed by drones and shit. I'm not saying it's like this is easy for the Lebanese, but it's like they're putting up a fight. The Israeli army is spread way too thin, just like the American empire is being spread thin in order to serve Israeli interests around the world, mostly in the Middle East, but other parts of the world too. They can't do it. This one we'll get to later. I just wanted to end with this one here. We're going to kill all of you. Here's an elderly Zionist holding an Israeli army flag. It's an IDF flag, I think it is. Makes a cutthroat gesture while threatening to kill pro-Palestinian protesters. Let's play this here.
Looks like a vampire, so, that guy.
We will kill you, mm-hmm. right? All of you, mm-hmm. right? Tell me, what's the difference between that guy and this guy?
They're the same.
They're the same.
It's can
the
they just same. Get this
it's
on?
The same
and
picture.
Can the white man just step away and just let this war happen where they just take each other out and we're just not involved? Is this possible?
I don't think it is.
God, they're all in our countries. It's all intertwined. And then did you see that too? Argentina said there was some leaked report that they were going to accept 300,000 Israelis and create this mini state in Argentina.
Yeah. I'm not surprised by that at all, to be honest. Do you want to play that? Was that a clip?
Yeah, it is. Look out, Argentina. That. Goodbye, Argentina.
But anyway, if that's what the I'm case. Saying is like, yeah, I agree with you. I mean, these people would only be in our, you know, they're in our countries for a reason. And we've talked about that ad infinitum. But for newcomers, it's like because of Israeli Jewish interests that most of these Muslims, you know, they're doing the dirty work for them. They're there to violently target us and genocide us, replace us, right? Because this is a war on Amalek and they're using the Muslims to do the dirty work for them. You know, the devil doesn't do his dirty work himself, or how does the saying go?
They both want to dominate the world, right?
This is a Semitic, and you could even extend it to Abrahamic disease here, of the end of the world and conquest and killing everyone and taking them over and slicing their throats. And, you know, you didn't do what Yahweh told us to do. And now we got to, you know, wipe out your fucking tribe.
And this verse says that. Yeah. And my God said that.
All the same fucking shit. All the same shit. And this is ultimately about them. The white man standing up, taking our responsibility and clearing out this fucking trash. Because the whole world will suffer for it if we don't. You know what I mean? Have yes. we been manipulated by these? Yes, of course. You know, we have our own problems internally. But I'm saying there's an outside to these groups here, right? People that have to clear this out. You know what I mean? None of these are going to fix it. They're just going to make it worse. Anyway, should we end on this one?
Yeah,
then?
Let's play it. I haven't actually heard the whole clip.
Okay.
So.
I think, hopefully it's translated correctly.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But would Israelis ever leave? Like, that's their holy land. Maybe temporarily. Oh, we'll have a second mini state over here in Argentina. The weather's nice. We'll do
I don't
it.
Care. Make Judea Roman again.
Yeah.
Turn it into like a, build Greco-Roman temples on there like Hadrian wanted to do. Do that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, why not?
I like that.
Make Judea Roman again. All right, anyway, here we go.
Take the artichokes back. Jerusalem artichokes.
Oh.
My brother, yeah.
I don't know.
I like artichokes.
I thought you were talking about the Sharon.
And I'm
fruits.
Always like, oh, dang, these are for Israel.
Anything you buy in this country is going to have a kosher mark on it. You're doomed regardless. All right. Okay, let's see if this is correct here.
Se ha filtrado a la prensa el informe confidencial. Catalogado bajo el expediente número MS-26,
okay, some report here, someone
la preparación de un plan preventivo para acoger
a preparation of a prevention plan up to 300,000 Israeli refugees to be resettled in Argentina. So-called preventive was born as a direct response to the war powered by the United States and Israel, apparently, against the Islamic Republic of Iran, and the document shows an alarming bias, humanitarian operation, and state logistics are designed solely and exclusively to take in up to 300,000 citizens of the state of Israel. Despite the fact that the war is affecting... Fuck, going fast.
I know, man.
Despite the fact that the war is affecting the entire region, the government's plans completely omits provide shelter to Syrian populations or civilian victims of the conflict, focusing on all the resources of the Argentinian state in a single nationality
resources.
Israel.
Yeah, they want the resources.
The details of the report are known. We see that it's therefore not a humanitarian plan. to be subordinate to the needs of the state of Israel, because that's Milei, right? And of course, you had the whole thing there. The bird was Patagonia. Was it in Patagonia?
Yeah, I said something.
The burning.
I've been there. I've been through Argentina and the tip of Argentina. And
or was it Chile or Peru? Where was it again? There was maybe chat remembers. It was a one specific area. I think it was Argentina because they changed some rules. I don't think it was Brazil. Where, like, if it burns down, then you can sell it or something like that. Hmm. And anyway, there was basically a bunch of, like, Orthodox Jews down there burning, like, the farms and woods and all kinds of stuff. And then they could did that made it lawful for them to buy it, whatever it was, right?
Preocupantes para añadir a la situación. Se ha filtrado a los medios documentación que revela la existencia de un proyecto urbanístico.
Okay, so I don't know, right? Again, this is a, you know, this is a kind of a covert thing here. A covert, but that's not the right term. Not widely reported on story as of yet. I wouldn't be surprised. It rings true. It reads. It looks
and
right.
And Argentina does have the largest Jewish population in Latin America.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Man, let me look. There's estimated around 180,000 to 200,000. Man, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Buenos Aires, most of them. Cordoba, yeah. Rosario,
private
I've been to those places.
Housing development in Patagonia and the lands burned by the fire. Yeah, so it was there, exactly. It's called Private Neighborhood of Joshua, Prophet of Israel. Okay, this private neighborhood will have no less than 100,000 hectares. This is four times the surface of Gauzi. I'm not sure what that is. Okay. All
right. Well, he was their guy, right? Remember, the base libertarian guy. And then he converted.
Yeah,
what
do you
do? Converted to Judaism, like, immediately and goes and humps the wall.
Yeah, first state visit, just like Trump, I believe it was, right? First state visit, and of course he did just what Trump did as well. He moved the embassy to Jerusalem, just like Trump. And in fact, I think it was like Argentina has been joining them in the anything that they vote for in the UN, like Israel, America, and Argentina. All votes for the same shit there. Paul Johnson, here he is. All right.
Man.
Yep. Okay. Good stuff. All right, we're going to take a little break here, ladies and gentlemen. It's 4:18 local Pacific time here in Idaho. Hope you're all enjoying the show. We're going to take about a 10 minutes or so break. And then we're going to be back with After Flash, which we do over at redassmembers.com. Locals. And, or if you prefer, or subscribe star. Players embedded on all of those locations. If you do have a membership on RedisMembers.com, just click up in the shows menu at the top and click on live stream at the bottom of that menu. You get to a page, scroll down, you got the player embedded right there and a chat. So join us in the chat. We read or keep an eye on that throughout the stream as well. And what's that?
Got a huge chat here from Arctic Wolf.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh my God. Thank you. Wanted to send a little extra support for Easter. Henrik, I found a grocery store that wouldn't have doesn't have kosher food.
Oh, really?
There's a link. That's amazing.
Okay, let me see if I can pull that up.
Okay,
really?
We're going to have to check that out.
Is that like an exclusive thing?
Well, you know one thing that isn't kosher?
Yeah.
Ham. The Easter ham, and I got some hams.
I'm pulling that up. let me see here. Okay. Oh wait, is that not the? Oh, there's is it this one? Is this the one with? Yeah, there's the link. Okay, there we go. Thank you. Now I found it. Okay, sorry about that. A little bit of delay.
I remember Henrik was just so shocked when he came to America the first time with me. It's like, oh my god, everything is kosher in the store. Everything, and I was
every single item.
I remember in Sweden, I was like, oh my god, nothing's kosher. This is amazing.
Okay, well there we go. That's funny, Albert. Nazi
shop. For a minute, you AI? Had us. It was good April Fool's there.
Nazi shop.
He's laughing.
Yeah, I mean,
they do
have. That's obviously like Korea or Japan or something.
Yeah,
right?
they don't care about.
No,
that
they don't
stuff.
Care. They love it. In fact, I think that might actually be. I don't think that's AI. I think it actually is real. I think they had a couple of these, and that's why like.
Fortunately, everything in there is garbage.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know. But
Jewish-owned companies.
I'll take it. Yeah. I'll be willing to be slightly poisoned just to support them for that. Yeah, isn't that it, name.
Like Korea and other places, they have these like Nazi coffee shops where people just hang out in their uniforms and drink espresso.
Yeah, they had very they love that history and it's the aesthetics. It's like Hugo Boss and shit. You know, it's like this is great. It's a good time. Let's hang out. Let's do this. Right? Mongolia had a fascination for Nazis and National Socialism and all that kind of stuff. Right?
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, Albert. Holy smokes.
I know.
Thank you so much, man. You're incredible. Happy Easter. Thank you so much, King Albert. We appreciate you so much, man. Yeah. And everyone else who's helped out and donated today, we appreciate you guys. Thank you so much, everybody. Appreciate it greatly. We will return, as I said, and continue here with After Flash, though, so join us for that. It's only $10 a month. That's about like 33 cents a day, I believe, in a way. Not in a way, that literally is what it is if you want to support us. 33 cents a day, and you get a membership. However, you can get that down. You can get that 35 to 40% off if you get a two-year subscription, for example. We have 1 year to 9 months, a couple of different tiers, but if you want that down a little bit, it's a bigger one payment up front, but you save money over time, so that's a good option if you want to support us and can or are able to support us that way. But yeah, otherwise, month to month, it's only $10 a month, not that much. Won't, even in these times, won't hurt people's wallets that much, but it will help us tremendously. Please support us. Please make sure that we can continue. If you value what we do, if you appreciate what we do give you something back as well for that support. So if you get over to redassmembers.com, Western Warrior, second hour of many of the shows that we've done, After Flash, obviously, as we'll start up here soon, exclusive videos, other stuff for you guys there. Redassmembers.com, that's where the archives are, going back all the way to 2006. Can you believe that? It's actually, we started Red Eyes Radio in...
Wow.
Actually, I think it's April. I think that's literally coming April. Up. I should look at
20
the date.
Year. Oh my gosh, we need to do something.
Red Eyes
for that.
Radio, obviously, does, you know, the podcast.
We got to
right?
play the first episode, just like 10 seconds of the first one to hear your thick accent, which is completely
I'm gonna
gone.
Scold
now.
You for this afterwards.
No. Oh, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
So we started with that 2006. I think it was April. So yeah, it's 20 year anniversary of like just this as a broadcast, yeah. But obviously, kind of the main. The other anniversary is Red Eyes TV. We're going to start doing like broadcasts more regularly that way,
April.
Which is 2016.
Yeah,
and I think we did that on the 10-year anniversary of Red Eyes Radio, too. So it was like, you know, yeah.
We also met in April as well.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. April. Springtime. Good time. Anyway, yep. So yeah, full archives over there for you guys. Thousands of shows at redassmembers.com. All kinds of fun, esoteric, occult, weird shit that we covered in the beginning. And as I said, then I encountered that Barbara Spector clip, and I was like, "All right, fucking, let's do this. Someone's got to do it. Damn it! That's literally what I felt at the time, and it was far not.
It was the Wild West. You could put anything.
There were people talking about this. Obviously, I'm not saying to say that, but there were way fewer people than there is now talking about these kinds of things.
Certainly no girls putting up videos like I was putting up
correct.
Way back then.
That's correct. So, yeah, locals, players embedded there too, and Subscribestar. And we do apologize, but we do have limitations in our ability to use payment processors because of financial censorship. So we do have to manually activate your account over on redassmembers.com. So if you're very concerned about getting in there right away, locals and Subscribestar are two great options. And obviously, you can cancel that later, and then you can get over to redassmembers.com through the donor box. Sign up method or some of the other methods we have over there too. But yeah, that's a great way to support us. I hope you join us for After Flash as we prepare to take a little break. But I do want to say thanks and shout out to our executive producer first here before we wrap up the show. And of course, first out the gates, the king himself, Albert. Arctic Wolf, thank you so much for your incredible support. I love you, Albert. Thank you so much. We got William Fox, America First Books. Thank you to you as well, sir. We appreciate you very, very much. We got Angry White Soccer Mom. We appreciate you as well. We got Purple Haze. Thank you for your support as well. Thank you. And then we got Glenn. We appreciate your support as well, Glenn. Thank you so much. We got President Obonga. Thank you for your support. We also have Good Luck Lap. Thank you, sir. Much appreciated. We have Number One Jeebs. Thank you for your support as well. We got Hungarian Mom. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. We have Sun Destroyer 520, The Deplorable Extraordinaire. Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys. We have got Santoso as well, part of our executive producers. Thank you to you. We got the Boo Man. Thank you, Boo Man. And, of course, Charles Turner Jr. Good to see you in chat as well today, Charles. Thank you, guys. We appreciate you guys so much. We got our producers, Red Pill Rundown, Yuan Son, Lero Demand, Ice Open, Single Action Army, Lord HB Lovecraft, Trevor, Der Schwabe, Alcyon, Aurelian, Perfect Brute, Greg M., J. Barr, Chris W., Skarsinski, Muskrat, Centurion, Scott James Henderson, Deer in the Headlights, Joseph W., Citizen Intel, and Ernst Jaeger. Thank you, guys. We appreciate you very, very much. If you would like a shout-out at the end of the show, get your name in the credits, get a special thanks from us here at Red Ice, you can do that at redicemembers.com. You can do it on subscribestar.com, whatever you prefer, and it helps us tremendously.
By the way, first show, April 13th, 2006. It was Michael Tesserian, the Irish Origins of Civilization.
I think I'd done, it could have been that
I thought there was others.
Might have been a few others that we did before that.
That's just not uncertain. In the archives?
It could be. It's possible. I'm not sure. I got to look into that. Because remember, I started.
Oh, Freeman's on there. Yeah, Freeman.
I started doing. Remember that other show? You don't remember that.
I remember.
I'll tell you about the story, but you don't remember that. We hadn't met then, obviously. But like, it was on another network in California. It was like early, again, before Skype and all that stuff. They called you up by the phone. And it was like ungodly hour for me. You know, it was like just literally like four in the morning or something like that. And it's like, why can't we do it ourselves?
In some of your first shows, I'm looking at here, 2006.
Yeah, like David Icke, you had, Michael Tesserian.
Had Judy Andreas, World War III, Zionism, and Our Future.
I covered stuff like that. It wasn't like some completely out of the... I mean, people acted like that because we took a pro-white side as opposed to just talking about the historical side of it. That's when people started freaking out. And man, were we vindicated or what?
Yes.
Proven right. All right, guys. Anyway, so yeah. Join us after Flash. RedIceMembers.com. Locals, Subscribestar, however you prefer it. Happy Easter if you're one of those who will not support us and won't join us over there. We hope you do. But if you don't, Happy Easter.
Enjoy.
And thank you for watching. Like the stream, thumbs up, and all that good shit, whether you're watching on Rumble or maybe you're watching later on BitChute, maybe you're watching on Odyssey. I don't know. Whatever way you're tuning in, maybe you're watching on X or
Twitter. Are we still on
Twitter.
Odyssey? Still doing that?
I'm uploading them, yeah. It's still kind of lingering on. I mean, it's like there's a few thousand views on some stuff over there. Like some of the Flashback Fridays still get like 2,000-3,000 views.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like... I don't know. Would they, if I just shut that down, will they go with us? Or would they just, I don't know, whatever. It's spread out. You can watch on Telegram too, by the way, our new Telegram, Red Ice Giant. You can follow. I think it's already, the new Telegram, I think
another
is already shadow banned, by the way,
this
or
is
like
crazy.
Limited. I think it is. I tried to find it the other day and I couldn't, usually you can
but
search.
But Telegram's not doing that. It's
Apple and Android, I think it is, or something like that. Anyway, we do put up some clips too on a totally unrelated YouTube channel here. Ice Red Giant at Ice Red Giant on YouTube. No shows there, obviously. You can't do that. But there's some clips there for you guys if you want to enjoy it that way. Who knows? Maybe that's how it goes. But anyway, all right. What the hell? We got to wrap up here, huh?
Yep. Let's
10
do
minutes.
It.
Give us about 10 minutes and we'll be right back with After Flash. Thank you so much. Double Romans to all of you guys out there. Salutes. Hail. Have a great Easter. And we'll see you guys at the beginning of the week. Take
see
care.
See ya.
Bye bye. Now, do make sure that you follow us on our Rumble channel for more Red Ice TV on rumble.com or on X at Red Ice TV. You can, of course, go to redice.tv as well. Tune in to our live streams and shows. Flashback Friday live on Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. No Go Zone Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern. We also do interviews, videos, clips, and Western Warrior is available Tuesdays, exclusive for our supporters and subscribers at redicemembers.com or on our locals, redicetv.locals.com or subscribestar.com/redice. Get a membership, check out everything that we do, and support the show.